World music, a term that is often heard, perhaps not always understood, and it happens to be the subject of a focus and a special event that has been put together by Central Michigan University School of Music students, and now also incorporating the faculty from the School of Music, coming up on the campus of CMU Sunday, April the 14th. And here to talk about it with us around Mosaic today, the two student organizers of this group. We say hi to Alexandra Jackson from Port Huron, April Roberts from Cedar Springs, both seniors at CMU School of Music. We mentioned, I don't know if the term, I guess the hip term would be a one-off. This is something that has not been staged before. Where did the genesis of the idea come from? And how did this begin to kind of pull together and take shape?
Well, so this is actually a semi-annual event. We're just making it a lot larger this year. But the inspiration comes from one of our purposes and objectives is to show an appreciation of music from all cultures and all countries. So we just kind of figured that this would be a really great way to showcase a lot of different music that people won't hear on their everyday agenda.
Well, I stand somewhat corrected then in saying that it is not something that comes as a brand new idea, but where did you, Alex, and you, April, get the idea to expand it, make it bigger? What perhaps was some of the groundwork that had been laid before, and then what are some of the things that we're looking to now, this time, coming up on the 14th, that'll make this a bigger event than in years past?
So this is our third year putting on this event, and so it's still kind of in the, I guess, like beginning phases of becoming more formalized and organized. And so in the past, we've had a lot of student performers, and I think what we want to do to expand the event from this year and years going forward is to get more of the community involvement, more of the faculty and student involvement around campus. For example, we have a student group, Sigma Delta Pi, and they are coming to do Latin American dances and do a presentation on a specific Mexican traditional dance. And we want to incorporate our wonderful faculty because they are very knowledgeable in these topics, and it showcases just exactly what CMU has to offer.
World Music Day on the campus of CMU, Sunday, April 14th. Let's remind folks where and the times and maybe a website or Facebook page or something where people can get the information as they listen to us talk about this, but where they can start to focus in to learn more and have those details out in front of them.
Yeah, so World Music Day will be happening again April 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Tuma Lobby of the School of Music. For more information, you can check out the Delta Omicron Facebook page, as well as there will be an event page going up on Facebook.
Okay. You have with you a couple of faculty members, as we say hello and welcome as well to Keith Clifton and Bob Lindahl from the School of Music. Either of you then serving as faculty advisors or a particular interest in world music, where I'll start with you, Keith, did the involvement and participation start for this event?
Well, I've known about the event since its inception, and it's something that I've really applauded the students for their initiative. Since we don't have, you know, specific world music ensembles in the School of Music, although different ensembles like the percussion ensemble will do, you know, pieces from around the world, especially from places like Africa. I thought, you know, since we don't have a program here at CMU in ethnomusicology, that this is a really wonderful opportunity for the students to be able to take the initiative on presenting some of this music to the wider community. So although I'm not one of the official faculty advisors for the organization, for DO, I am very aware of what they've been doing, and they asked me if I might be willing to do a presentation that would be part of the World Music Day, and I was really happy to take that on.
What drew your interest and attention first to music outside of, I guess it, for lack of a better term, the standard Western tradition? What was the first style or culture, music of a particular country that first attracted you?
Well, I have to say, being someone who grew up in the American Southwest, I'm originally from Texas, I remember hearing mariachi music, even going back to when I was in elementary school. They would have mariachi ensembles come in, and so I got to know some of those instruments, and I remember doing some of the dances. So although my presentation is going to be on the Southeast Asian use of the gamelan, I've always been really interested in global music. And also when I was an undergrad, about the age of my students now, I had the opportunity to hear the wonderful African vocal ensemble Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They had toured with Paul Simon back in the 80s, and they did a solo concert at my undergraduate institution.
I still have my final copy of Graceland, by the way. So we can put ourselves in that certain age context
of
the exposure to it.
So. That's right. So it opened me up to a completely different sort of world of sound, because I'm a singer by training, and I, you know, spent most of my life doing Western choral music, and I'd never heard, you know, male harmonies that tight and with that wonderful rhythmic sense. So that's sort of where it started. And then when I went to grad school, although I studied, you know, we call it Western musicology or classical musicology, I ended up being the TA, graduate assistant for the main ethnomusicologist at Northwestern University. And by being in his class and working with the students and so forth, I was exposed to a lot of styles like the gamelan, like Japanese music, and the part of Africa that he studied, which happens to be the Shona people of Zimbabwe. So just part of one of our presentations on Saturday. So it's just continued from there. And then once I started actually being asked to teach courses in world music, since we don't have an ethnomusicologist full-time on our faculty, then I really started to study a lot of the traditions in much more depth than I had before.
Bob Lindahl, same question for you. What was that first gateway into something beyond what maybe those of us exposed to music from this country or you know, the classical genre and so forth, what first perked your ears?
Well, probably it was jazz, high school jazz band. But I didn't delve into it very much until even after college. And then I really got into that. I was, as my wife puts it, a paper-trained musician. And all of my degrees are in classical music and trombone. But since I came to CMU and started teaching classes in jazz, it became a huge hobby. And it's really nice to have a career that interfaces with one of your big hobbies. And as the years progressed, going to international jazz conferences and listening to jams and being a part of jams and dark basements and wherever, it's just interesting to see how you can go anywhere and people, the same blues idea came from parts of Africa and instruments came from Africa and the Caribbean and Europe, and it's really a world music that was developed by our own Americans 100 years or so, so...
Dizzy Gillespie, Randy Weston, Afro-Cuban and very much ethnic pianist Don Pullen comes to mind, too, for one who explored, and countless others, but three that immediately came to mind. Is that something you bring into in working with students to let them know that you've got this basis in what came out of American blues and the formulation of what became jazz music, but those other influences that have come through the history of jazz through those musicians,
students
get an exposure to that too?
Right. In particular, I've personally researched much more how jazz was born, and I'm doing a project on the use of the trombone from 1870 to 1925 in the fall. I'm going to do a CD recording. It's going to include some trombone solos and never-before-recorded things from women composers, black composers, and it's going to kind of end with the Kid Ory and the Creole Ragtime. So specifically, I'm orienting what I'm doing next week toward that, because it's New Orleans was a melting pot of cultures. But yes, it continues on through Dizzy bringing the Afro-Cuban music into jazz. And even today, jazz is so world music compared to, you know, in fusion, John McLaughlin first bringing in the Indian, the sitar, and all that type of stuff. So that's makes me tick, and I love sharing that with students.
Delta Omicron, the Music Professional Society at Central Michigan University and the School of Music, is presenting World Music Day Sunday, the 14th of April, from 1 until 4 in the Atuma lobby of the School of Music building. April Roberts, a senior from Cedar Springs, and Alexandra Jackson from Port Huron, both with DO, Delta Omicron, and organizers of the event. So earlier, I threw out Paul Simon, Graceland. That was an album from 1986-87, which is ancient history to the two of you. I mentioned that I've got vinyl copies, so that put me on a foreign plane. But I guess for what the two of you have either grown up listening to or things that when you've been students here at Central, where has then your exposure come to and what have been some of the world music styles that have most drawn your interest or curiosity?
Well, so I have always had an interest in especially Eastern European folk music, just randomly. I don't really remember how it started, but I think it started with my Polish great-grandmother, who just turned 104. So she is 100% Polish, so growing up, we'd always have Polish dinner, and then we'd listen to Polish music. And that kind of started a whole interest that eventually, when I got to college, I ended up joining the Klezmer Balkan group, Kava Savava. So I've been playing in that for the past year and a half, which has really broadened my horizons to more European, Balkan area, Mediterranean area music. So it's always a passion, always a joy to play because it's super fun, super energetic, and I really love it. So
people should come hear that group. They're always really fun and exciting to listen to, and they're performing on world music.
Yes, we are. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. We're actually even delving into some Celtic music, too, just for fun. So that's where it started for me.
And April, similar story, different one. What was some of the first world music sounds, for lack of a better term, that caught your attention?
Similarly, I've had history with my family. We are Japanese. My mom and my grandparents came from Japan, and they brought that culture. We grew up listening to Japanese folk songs as well, and they were also very classically trained. So I listened to a lot of the typical Western classical music. But then when I got to Central, specifically in college, I guess my eyes were opened to more people from different backgrounds because growing up in a small rural town, I'm used to the same people. But then coming to college, I experience graduate students from different countries, going to our music history classes and learning about different cultures through that music. And I've become more aware of just how different the world can be and what joy that can bring to others when we are able to experience it. So coming into college, I was, I guess my horizons have broadened in terms of different cultures and what their music sounds like and what their performers can bring to us.
You're tuned into Mosaic here on WCMU, and we have with us in studio today guests from Central Michigan University's School of Music, students with the organization Delta Omicron, as they present World Music Day on Sunday, April the 14th from 1 until 4 in the Tuma Lobby at the Central Michigan University School of Music. Seniors April Roberts from Cedar Springs and from Port Huron, fellow senior Alexandra Jackson. Also, Bob Lindahl and Keith Clifton, faculty members from the School of Music. We've given folks kind of the idea of some of the things in general that are going to be presented, and we've got the reference for a Facebook page where people can get all of the information, and we'll review all that so folks can get the specific details and whatnot. But who'd like to take a stab at some of the highlights of that time between 1 and 4? Are we talking kind of little mini demonstrations? Are we talking music ensembles, visual? Earlier it was mentioned that we would have some Latin American dance. Who would like to take a stab? And people are pointing at April. So as the PR person for Delta Omicron, it kind of falls to you as to what some of those main highlights will be for that Sunday afternoon coming up.
Delta Omicron, our World Music Day event, is formatted in a gallery exhibit style. So what that means is we are going to be stationed in Tuma Lobby, and on the perimeters of the lobby, we'll have poster presentations where volunteers, including our members and some of the faculty and other students, will have created posters with just general information on different cultures and countries' world music. And so guests are able to peruse at their leisure and just take a look around and interspersed during the 1 to 4 o'clock time is going to be performances. I believe they're generally about 15 minutes apart. So this is a really easygoing, relaxed event where people can come and go as they please. And if there's a specific performance you want to come see, they'll be listed on our schedule, which we'll upload for everyone to see. And they can come in and walk around and enjoy the performances that will also be played in Tuma Lobby. So everything is in the same space, and it'll just be free-flowing. It's going to be very relaxed and free admission, so that people can just walk in and out and feel free to, like, talk with each other and just have conversations about world music.
Everybody talked about, had a chance to talk about where the kind of the earliest exposure to some type of world music came from. I'll throw this out for anyone that wants to take a stab at it. Of the things that will be represented, whether we're talking the dance or the music or a reference to a culture in terms of something visual, what do you think would be, given Joe and Jane Average, a student or member of the community that wanders in, what might be the most curious or unusual, maybe brand new exposure? What culture do you think might be the biggest attention grabber of something that somebody may have had no exposure to whatsoever, and the light bulb goes off and somebody is exposed to something brand new? What do you think might that most unusual element be?
I think in the past and with the upcoming event, that a lot of the percussion demonstrations have caught a lot of people's attention, including African drumming, which we will have this year, Dr. Clifton's presentation on the gamelan music and how that will influence other music. I think those types of events and performances really grab people's attention because it's very interactive. And people can have a chance to possibly play some of these instruments, or they'll clap along and just have a lot of guest involvement. And so I think that a lot of the, like, African drumming and those types of performances are really what catches.
I would agree. I would think the drumming. It's at 1:15. The first thing is a CMU percussion ensemble is going to do African drumming. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've mentioned yet that Dr. John Weber, he's a percussion teacher at Michigan State, and his wife, Molly Weber, who's our colleague here, and Dr. Sarah Long are going to perform Shona music from Mbira. And I can't even pronounce whatever other things they're playing but percussion. I think that people are drawn to those things, and kids of all ages like me would really enjoy that.
Yeah, I think it's the first time that since I've been here at CMU for nearly 20 years that I can remember demonstrations of the Mbira outside of a class. The Mbira is a small, it has different names depending on where you are in Africa. Sometimes it's called the Kalimba, but it's best known to American or European audiences as the African thumb piano. So you hold it, you support it underneath with your hands, and you play it with your thumbs. And it's usually put in a little resonator that's made out of a dried gourd, like a big squash. So it's like, you know, an early version of an amplifier for those African areas that don't have any electricity. And it's considered a sacred instrument of the Shona people. And so Molly Crodman Weber, who is herself also a percussionist, just like her husband, has had extensive experience performing on that instrument. So I think that's going to be really terrific. And I would agree with what Dr. Lindahl said. Also, I'd mention that Dr. Fang Ye Sun, who's our violin professor here at CMU, is going to do a presentation on traditional Chinese music. And for a lot of people who don't listen to a lot of Asian music, to hear those scales, the different tuning systems, the different usage of the instruments, I think is going to be really, really enlightening.
Right. We are really looking forward to this. I've been involved with Delta Omicron since 1994, and they've been super professional, and they run programs a lot of times based on need. For a long time, we had contemporary music concerts, but then everybody was playing contemporary music. So then they founded this young artist concerto competition and run that. They run a woodwind competition. And now they came up with this idea, and they just do such a good job with publicity and organization that if you get a chance to come by on Sunday, April 14th, between 1 and 4, pop in, pop out. You might get hear some things you never heard and learn some things you never learned.
So we bring it back around to you, Alex, and to you, April. Talking about the areas of the state that you came from, smaller communities and more rural communities where a lot of these sounds, although there was some at home, that a lot of that scope has been broadened since you've been here on campus. What do you think it means for the both of you? And I'll start with you, Alex, for going out from here. Do you find yourself being drawn to wanting to explore more or find yourself in a teaching setting where some of the things that you've picked up and absorbed here that you'll be able to take out and further kind of explore, develop, share with others? What would some of those goals be?
I guess in terms of goals, like for one, I always definitely still want to stay involved with world music, whether it be playing in another klezmer band somewhere out there, even just making sure to really drive the point home that world music is very important. I guess, yeah, going forward, I just want to stress the importance of world music, either by performance or, like, I'm doing a little presentation, too, on the music of Russia, which will be really, really interesting in terms of classical composers and all of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I don't know.
And for you, April, from when you walked in the door at CMU to as you're getting closer to walking back out, has exposure to things like this, being involved in an event like this, changed the emphasis or focus of what you want to do post-graduation as you head out and make a career for yourself?
The emphasis of world music and exploring different cultures has really given me a better appreciation for just differences in general between, like, members of society and maybe more specifically music. So in my future as a music educator, maybe in, like, a public school system, I want to really emphasize the importance of different cultures, and that, like, in my small town, I kind of grew up with the same old one tone to my schools, and this is what I thought I knew. But in my future, hopefully I can impact my future students and let them know that there are differences among people, and it is okay and it is awesome to appreciate those differences and really come together and learn something new and just feel welcome within, like, the school system specifically.
April Roberts is a senior from Cedar Springs, Alex Jackson, a senior from Port Huron, both members of Delta Omicron, the organizing music society that is putting on World Music Day, Sunday, April the 14th, from 1 until 4 at the Tuma Lobby at Central Michigan University's School of Music. They, along with the faculty members who have helped in pulling all of this together, and will be giving presentations, Bob Lindahl and Keith Clifton. In an era when we hear so much more about diversity and the world's getting smaller, and however it's phrased, a World Music Day, a Diverse Music and Culture Day, an event to look forward to on the campus of CMU. Thanks to all of you for stopping by and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.